producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great thing to do, 855-993-7569. We're going to finish up summer memories, and but we'll take John first, and then I'll do some movies for you. So we have the most part of an hour, so if there's something on your mind, just give me a call. John, you're on the air. I'm going to help you.
Before mental hospitals came into existence about maybe 200 years ago, where did these mental patients go? Were they kept in their original families, or what did the individual do?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, think about Jane Eyre, right, and the wife in the attic. Think about I think you're right. I think mental hospitals are probably a little older than that. In some societies, people with mental health issues were considered shamans. They were considered visited by the gods, and so they're highly prized. I lived in I did an archaeology dig in southern France when I was in my freshman year in college. And there was a person who, in the United States, very likely would have been institutionalized, but he was kept in the very small town. He worked at the bakery, and he had very limited facility or very limited faculties, but he was part of the town, and everybody knew, and everybody was gentle with him. So I think that the general answer was that in most societies, that sometimes they were locked away. You have to remember in the Kennedys that. What is it? I think Kathleen was institutionalized, but they were either sometimes they were hid away, sometimes depending on the level of functioning, they were in some, as I said, Aboriginal societies. They were considered special people, but basically the community took care of them.
In other words, they were kept in families and things like that.
Yeah, by and large, it seems like. Sometimes they were hidden away. They were sometimes chained to rooms and things of that sort. Sometimes they were sent off to the circus.
They tolerated them, right?
Well, if they knew about them, if they were hidden away, they were not part of the general society. I mean, it may have been, again, I would just sort of refer you to Jane Eyre as one of the examples. People didn't live as long. People, and it probably wasn't as well diagnosed. And people had visions. I mean, Jack the Ripper was very likely. People knew apparently fairly early on that he was. He was a psychopath, and supposedly he was part of the royal family, and they sort of did the best they could to kind of keep an eye on him, but he wasn't institutionalized, he wasn't hidden away. A little hard to know, because if people didn't write about it or talk about it, it's hard to know about it. And all we have fictional accounts. And again, Native American, they'll talk about, and in African societies and Aboriginal societies in general, Inuits, they'll talk about someone who saw visions. And Joan of Arc is probably a good example. If Joan of Arc existed today, she wouldn't be viewed as a saint. She'd be viewed as a schizophrenic. And probably either institutionalized or put in medication.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. I think mental health issues are as old as human history, but how we dealt with them has altered significantly. All right, speaking of significant alterations, hard to transition from that to anything else. Let's finish up our summer memories.
Sure. Let's see. Mariko, I think is the way she says her name, says swimming in the river in Northern California with my kids. So that's similar to mine. You know, I mean, it's taking the kids swimming at the beach and that sort of thing.
Yep.
Lori says, I work at the best fair ever, Armada Fair, Michigan, where I live and work and play. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, we like fairs.
Yeah, I love going to the carnival and that sort of thing in the summer.
Yeah.
Chris says, finding friends to go swimming with and finding a nice, warm weekend to do it. So,
amen. Yeah. Well, this summer, at least around here, has been one of the best summers in terms of sunny weekends, I think,
yeah,
ever.
It was here, too, and it wasn't never
very hot.
It was nice, yeah.
Up until the end of August, we had 3 days of 90, and that was all.
Yeah,
then I think we had three or four at the very end of August, but basically it was a very easy, lovely summer with essentially no rain.
I think a lot of the country was like that, too,
So, and we're having a wonderful fall. I know, whenever you say, the weather's really great. What do people say?
Right? Yeah.
They'll say,
it's going to be a terrible winter.
Yeah.
And my response is always, so what?
Yeah.
It doesn't in any way take away the fact this is a beautiful day. And who knows you can speculate about the weather until your little eyeballs fall out.
Yeah.
They're going to have no effect on it, and who knows? And why would that in any way offset the fact that this is wonderful now? It's kind of like the harder they laugh, the more they cry.
Right.
I never understood that one either.
Yeah, it gets back to that knock on wood, superstition thing, I think.
Yeah, don't be too happy.
Yeah.
Don't let the gods see you happy, because then you're really in for it. So. Yeah,
that's a terrible way to live.
It really is. Come on, folks. Lighten up. There we go.
All right. And our final one here, Adeline says that her tour of 5 European countries was wonderful.
Did she tell us which 5 European
countries? She does not say, no.
Well, we could speculate for her.
Yeah.
Maybe France and Italy and Germany and
well, if you hit France,
Spain,
you'd probably hit England first, right?
You
usually fly into London, maybe.
Yeah, well, let's say England, France, Germany, Italy, and maybe Spain.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'd like that.
I'd do that.
Be good with me. Yeah.
What was I talking with somebody about? Oh, I know. I was talking with somebody yesterday who flew down for a film festival in Rio. And apparently it was, they have some relatives in Rio, which is, I suspect, the reason they went down, because it was a free plane trip. And I said, isn't that like 15 hours?
Yeah, wow.
But they said you go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning.
Okay.
And I said, did you do the sleeper? Have you ever done those, the sleeper seats?
I have, but, I cannot sleep on a plane. I just
even
can't.
In a sleeper
no,
seat?
No, even in those, I cannot do it.
I just conked out. I'm getting better at sleeping in planes. I'm not really very good at it.
I can't sleep in the car either. It's the same thing. About the motion and everything. I just can't.
But the sleeper thing, I actually used my miles and went to Spain a couple of years ago overnight. And that was the best. I mean, just kind of clunk out. And I didn't sleep the whole time. I mean, people take sleeping pills, which really scares the living daylights out of me. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
the idea of being comatose in a public place. Oh, good. Where do I sign up for that? Not going to happen.
Right.
Not going to happen. But
well, hey, speaking of film festival,
comatose. Right. Are we going to do it? Oh, good idea. Well, that was a great transition, except, excuse me, let's see if I have enough time to do this. There are a bunch of regular movies that opened this weekend that they didn't screen. All right, now I'll just tell you what they are, because they didn't screen them, which is never a good idea. The Judge, the Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall, which I think looks great, didn't screen it. Dracula Untold, it didn't look terrific at all, but they didn't screen it. Addicted, not my kind of movie, but they did screen that one. And Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. They did screen, but I was out of town. So that one I missed legitimately. The two that they also didn't screen, St. Vincent, the Bill Murray one. What they did screen, which I alluded to before, is Whiplash, which is Miles Teller, who's the kid from, Divergent, who's just lovely. This is a lovely movie with J.K. Simmons playing a foul-mouthed music teacher, a promising young drummer enrolls at a cutthroat music conservatory where his dreams of greatness are mentored by an instructor who will stop at nothing to realize the student's potential. This was really fun. And Miles Teller is really lovely, so I absolutely would encourage you to go see that. And where's the other one? The Overnighters, which we're actually going to interview the director for tomorrow. This is a fascinating documentary. A broken, desperate men chase their dreams and run from their demons in the North Dakota oil fields. The local pastor risks everything to help them. This is a terrific documentary that has a twist that you will not see coming. All right? So the big movie this week, go see Whiplash. For a lot of people, it's their favorite movie this summer. More details at drjoy.com. I am Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terriganics. Pro EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Erica, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good, Erica. What's on your mind?
I'm going to start right with my question right away. What do my husband and I answer my daughter, who is turning 16, who wants us to buy her wine coolers for a party this weekend?
I would say no, she's underage. And that it's underage, that the only way that you would do it is if she wants to have a wine cooler with you and her dad in the privacy of your own home to celebrate her birthday and one of her friends, maybe, that you're willing to do that. But unless she's willing to let you call each of the parents of anybody she would invite to the party and ask if it was okay that you're not going to serve liquor to minors.
Okay.
It's illegal.
I need to clarify that this is not her party. This is a party she will be attending this coming weekend. She also tells
And of course
her-
not.
I'm sorry?
Of course not. First of all, it's illegal for
right.
her to have it. It's illegal for her to consume it. And it's one thing if she's doing it in the privacy of your home, because then presumably if you checked with all the other parents, then different rules apply, although not necessarily. But no, of course not. It's illegal.
She understands that, and we've had that talk with her.
Mm-hmm.
We're also kind of glad that she's being honest with us, and she is very honest with us.
Well, but the answer is honestly no.
Okay, so you think just say no.
Yeah, I think saying, look, honey, it's illegal for you to drink, so we're not going to buy it for you. We're not going to give it to your friends. If you want to have a drink with us here in the home to learn how to drink, that's fine. But I wouldn't I wouldn't buy you cigarettes. I wouldn't buy you cocaine. I wouldn't buy you marijuana. I wouldn't let you drive a car without a license. It's not legal.
We're just worried. Well, I think this is going to happen. I think she's going to have someone buy it for her.
Well, that's a different issue.
That's a different issue.
Absolutely.
As far as we're concerned, the answer is no, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, look, let me give you what is sort of a stupid metaphor, but nevertheless.
Mm-hmm.
At one point my daughter said to me, will you go with me to get a tattoo? Well, part of me was really flattered that my daughter wanted me, her mom, the enemy, to go with her to get a tattoo. And my response was, no, I don't think it's a very good idea. I don't want to make it easy for you to do something that I don't think is a very good idea. I'm certainly not going to prohibit you from getting a tattoo. It's your body. Do with it as you wish. But I don't want to, it puts me in a position of seeming to endorse something I don't think makes any sense. So no.
Okay.
And this is, I mean, and tattoos are legal. But no, would I buy my daughter booze for a party as underage? Absolutely not. Would I let her try it in the home? Yeah.
She has tried it in her home.
Well, but
she'll have a sip or something.
Yeah, it's a different issue. No,
okay.
I would, it's illegal.
Okay, yes, and I understand that. She understands that. And
so we're
clear.
We
just thought, you know what, she's going to do something. Someone's going to bring it for her.
Well, I mean, but
at least we know how much she's drinking.
But that's like saying, gee, I think my kid is going to have sex before I really want her to have sex. I think she's too young. So what I'll do is I'll get a boy in for her to have sex with.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
You get the point.
I do, and I'm so glad I called you.
Me too.
Thank you.
Don't get a boy in for her to have sex with either.
I will not.
I didn't think you would. See, when we talk about alcohol, the lines are fuzzy. We talk about sex very clear. Cecilia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Just wondering if you could give me a simple way to handle my mother. I have a stepfather 20 years about. I don't consider him much of a father. Really, he's more of a pain in the neck. And
how old are you?
I'm 34.
Well, I mean, he's not your father, but he is your mom's consort, so...
Correct.
Where is your biological father alive?
No.
Okay.
It never was around.
Okay. So it's the only dad you've ever had?
When they got married, he's even admitted he wasn't really thrilled about being a dad again, so I'm not so sure you could...
Well,
he's
I mean,
been
he may
my
not
mother's
have been great.
Husband, and he's been there, but he's never been the fathery type, you know.
Yeah. Well, were you the daughtery type?
I tried. After I had kids, I tried, and he just—he wasn't willing to drive even 40 minutes to come see us, have dinner, watch a movie. He had his little routine, and he'd rather drive 25 minutes to go to dinner at a restaurant.
Well, but understand. I mean, not everybody is entranced with kids and grandkids and whatever. What would your mother come by herself?
No, she won't leave him now. He is getting sick, and she won't leave him.
How old is he?
70. So he is up
and
getting up and
out. How's mom?
About 65. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the issue here? What's the question?
I'm going back for a visit, and one of the reasons we left and moved many states away was we didn't feel like we were getting anything from the family anyway. But I don't want to rub that in anybody's nose or really say anything about it. But now that we're visiting, she's, well, have you talked to him? Have you done, yeah. And to be honest,
Cecilia, let me tell you, before we go any farther, you got a choice here. You can either go back to your 14-year-old grungy little self and be a snot, or you can be the magnificent grown-up Lady Cecilia. And you don't have to love this guy, but if you want a relationship with your mom, that it's very likely that whatever else he has or has done, he's taken care of your mom and made her happy for the last 20 years. And that's a gift. And whatever remaining time, that's a gift to her as well. The smartest thing you can possibly do is just be charming. You don't have to love him.
Just be cordial, I guess, is my question.
Charming slightly more than cordial. But yeah, I mean, all you have to do, you can treat him like a third cousin twice removed, but this is your Meryl Streep Award day. It's not going to ever occur to either mom or stepdad that you don't really like him. You're going to be so charming that you're going to surprise yourself, because it's the percentage play. Anything else makes you look petty and childish.
And is it a requirement that I always act, I mean, on Father's Day that I call him if he doesn't even call me on my birthday or anything?
Yes,
is
because
it?
Then you get the brownie points. You get to be the superior human being. Well, you get them from me. Yes, you do. You want them on your soul. You want them on your soul, and you want to make sure that, it sounds like the probability is that your mother will be widowed at some point. What you don't want her to do is make him Saint Henry and you the wicked child.
It's not worth it.
No, not at all. And all it costs you is on occasional visits to be pleasant.
I can do that.
And look, my dear, lots and lots and lots of us have been faced with exactly the same issue. And we don't have to love that person. And sometimes they're just as irritating as they can be. And sometimes they're presumptuous in what they think their role with us is. But the percentage play is to be charming.
So throw the bitterness and hostility in
the
pocket.
I wouldn't even throw it in your pocket. I'd flush it or, you know, confetti it or bury it or set it on fire. I'd just lose it, because all it'll do is give you cellulite and wrinkles, and you don't need that. I mean, just wipe it out. Who cares? Stupid and cheerful and charming in this particular case.
I can do that.
Do you have children?
Yes.
What are the ages of your children?
7 and 8.
They will be so impressed, especially the 8-year-old. Is the 8-year-old girl or boy?
Girl.
Okay, she'll get it. They will be so impressed that, Mom, wow, you're really nice. And they'll learn that this is what breeding is all about. This is what manners is all about, is not letting people know when you think they're scum.
Okay? I'm working on that with them.
Exactly. Well, let me tell you the best way to work on them with them. Show them.
Exactly.
And we don't go in, and I wouldn't go into how we think, you know, Grandpa Bob is an idiot. I guess he was Grandpa John. But the point is, just, you're going to be so charming. And the 8-year-old may say, gee, I thought you didn't like him. And you're going to say, you know what, there's something to like about everybody, which is true. And you completely deflected the question, which is also a good thing to do. That's why we're grown-ups and they're children. All righty? Have fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Call Dr. Joy at 855.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We'd be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663. Or visit freezedryguy.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, that's a very good idea. We have about a half hour left to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. And again, our in case you missed our bum, 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 great news, we're back on iTunes and TuneIn. So shouldn't have any trouble anymore about downloading the podcast. So thank you for your forbearance. I love when I talk like that. Yeah, it's saying patient. I mean, it's not that I object. Oh, look, I'm not the world's most patient person either, so there we go. I'm sympathetic with that. When something, you know, doesn't work that should work, and there's no particular reason why it doesn't, I mean, that's cause for...
I'm the same way,
you know,
yeah.
For shaking your fist, so...
Yep.
And you shook your fist, so there we go. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm just trying to think, do we have an email here that we could do? Because we have, hate to start a brand new subject at this, you know, this late in the program, but I suppose we actually could if we wanted to, that we can, I mean, it's our program, we can do whatever we want to do, huh? So let's see, there was actually something that Shane is now jonesing for the fact that Tesla is going to introduce an all-wheel drive Model D tonight, supposedly. So there we go. And Jay Leno is going to come back to TV. Boy, they all of them have a hard time staying away, don't they? I guess, you know, once you've been in the spotlight, it's hard to walk away from it. I'm sympathetic with it. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Brian, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, hi, Joy. Yeah, I've been listening to you for... I was going to call you a couple days ago. But anyway, I was going to tell you a couple of my favorite times of summer. And
okay.
We had our 50th birthday party for my youngest brother a month or so ago, I guess, or maybe it was a little more like in August. Or no, it was in September, actually, about a month ago. Anyway, it was really fun, and they have a cabin that they rent up up near the mountains, up by White Pass, and it's about a two-hour drive from here. But it was really great, and there was a whole bunch of friends, and my mom and my brothers and my sister, and a whole bunch of their friends were there, and we had a big bonfire and around the campfire at night, and had a few drinks and this and that.
Sounds fun.
And another thing, we sold this summer beach cabin that we have at the beach. It's on Hood Canal in Puget Sound.
Mm-hmm.
That we've had since the 50s, ever since I was born, since I can remember. It was kind of an emotional thing. But my mom needed some money because she couldn't afford to the upkeep and this and that. We were all trying to pitch in and trying to buy it out so we could keep it and stuff, but it didn't work out. But anyway, we had a last
hurrah,
swing out there and went swimming, and it was a really great day. And the other thing that I'm really calling you about is is I met this gal, this really nice woman at, I'm 50, well, let's see, no, I'm 63.
Okay.
And she's 62. Anyway, my niece got married in Tucson this last weekend on Saturday. And at the wedding reception, I'm not usually a big dancer, but anyway, they were playing some really cool oldies rock and roll. And so a bunch of people were out on the stage, and so I got on the dance floor, and so I got out and danced.
Good for you, Brian.
Caught the eye of this woman that was just, and we really hooked up, and I don't know, she almost feels like a, I mean, I've only known her for less than a week, but we got pretty intimate, we just really hooked up, and we were getting really close, and I got her phone number and everything, and we've been...
Where does she live?
She lives in Tucson, and I live in Tacoma, Washington.
Well, they both start with T's.
Yeah, we're near Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, at the wedding, my niece had wrote a bunch of these little cards on each table with the different cards with little things. And one of them had, the table that was next to ours had three T's on it. Tacoma, Tucson, and I forget what
Tempe.
The third one was. Anyway,
Tempe, Arizona.
Tempe, maybe. My cousin used to live in Tempe.
There you go.
Anyway, so I talked to her a couple days ago on the phone for a while, and we were just, I don't know what, you know, and then she called me and wished me good morning on the text, and we've been texting back and forth.
Well, that's pretty cute.
Days and nights, and anyway, I just,
Well, enjoy. It sounds like fun.
Anyway, and she's a psychic, she does psychic readings and stuff, and she's a massage person.
Gotta love that.
I just wish that she was here, or I was there, or
Well, yeah, listen, this is going to give you guys an opportunity to take it slowly and presume, are you still working?
No, I'm retired now.
Okay, well, but she works, but she can control her schedule.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
maybe I'm trying to think geographically what's between Tucson and Tacoma, like what, Wyoming or something? Denver.
Somewhere in Nevada or Oregon or California.
Yeah, so go meet in Las Vegas or something.
And I have the time. And
yeah.
And I've been thinking about taking a road trip, possibly, because we just flew over there.
My program started today with a 60-year-old woman who's got a crush on somebody, and you're not exactly the end of it, but you're close to the end. So this is all about senior romances. This is great.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and I haven't really, my ex-girlfriend that kind of left me I guess it was 4 or 5 years ago, but she lives in the same city here in Tacoma, and we see each other around once in a while, and we still say hi.
Well, that's good. You don't need any enemies. Well, this sounds like something to kind of pursue gently, but to pursue. See what you get.
I've only had a couple really serious girlfriends over my lifetime, and this is really...
Well, this one's a little soon to consider it a serious girlfriend, but it can certainly be blessed with some potential, and there's nothing more romantic than a wedding and a little booze, so see where you go. Just go slowly.
Yeah, and she's been married
twice.
Yeah, she's been married twice, and I've never been married.
Well, there you go. You have nothing in common except the T's. So go meet in some... I'm trying to think what...
Yeah.
What that...
Anyway, I got to find out.
Tahoe. You could meet at Tahoe. That's where you could be.
Yeah, Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's got a T in it.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Well, Brian, keep me informed, but have fun.
Okay. Thanks, Joy. I love your show. And
Well, thanks for sharing that. It's a great story.
Yeah, it was like 93, 94 degrees there each day. And
wow.
From here, I mean, it was really nice. I mean, it was nice, but it's hot because I'm not used to that much heat.
Well, listen, it's hard to know whether it was climatic heat or emotional heat.
Oh, it's pretty much mostly climatic heat.
Right, that's what they all say. All right, Brian, have fun. Thank you, sir. 855. I love this. I love the fact that people are sort of in their 50s and 60s are being like high school.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
It's our romance day here on the
Absolutely. It's National Romance Day. It must be the full moon and all the eclipses. It's great.
I like it.
John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing really well, John. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. I wanted to call and thank you for some advice you gave.
Okay, what did I tell you?
You don't recognize the voice, do you? Have I been gone that long?
If you give me some details, I'll be able to figure it out. Voices are a little harder.
I was your producer for the last 6 months.
I think I know who
you
were.
Started out with Shane.
My John, there you are.
How you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
So
how we talked the last time, and I was going to culinary school starting in January.
I know. So what's happened about that?
Well, actually, because I had some family plans for June of next year, I started 2 weeks ago.
Wow. So how's it going?
It's really intense, but it's a lot of fun so far.
Well, that's wonderful. So are you, because, all right, John is my producer, and so when he knew that I was moving to Genesis, we both decided, well, maybe this was the universe saying something. And I said, he said, well, you know, and I said, well, John, I mean, you like radio, you've been doing radio for a while, but is that what you really see yourself as doing forever? He said, oh, I don't know. And I said, well, what's your passion? And having been with John for what about, you know, six, 8 months, I said, well, you're always talking about cooking. So what about going to culinary school? And he said, oh, no. So John, stay on with me for just a minute. You can tell me more about culinary school because I'm really... But the point is he went and he talked with him. He went through the interview. And I wasn't supposed to start till January, so I want to know the deets. John, hang on for me. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, we have kind of a special treat. John, my producer, up until about a month ago, called. But John, Shane and I were just talking about it's your voice sounds completely different coming through the phone than it does coming, you know, in the studio.
There's a I'm not different. Right in your ear like I used to be. So
exactly. Well, my voice probably sounds well. Maybe it doesn't because mine was always coming through
the
microphone.
The same.
Yeah. All right, so John was thinking about making a major career move and wasn't really convinced about it because he said, well, it's a lot of money. And I said, well, so apply, and if you get in.
Well, there's a lot of more reasons just other than the money. It was I was more scared than anything else. I mean, I've been doing radio, I'd say 15 years, but it's probably actually more than that, a little bit. But, I mean, it's the only thing I've known for, most of my adult life.
Well, but trying something new, I mean, look, the worst case scenario, you don't like it, so you tried it. I mean, there's right. So many options that to not try something. I mean, in the worst case, you just don't like it. So he went and he applied and he got in, which was great. And then I said, well, all right, do an apprenticeship or something to see if you like it. And so, but everything got sped up, it sounds like.
Yeah, because like I said, my parents had a trip planned. We're going to go to do a cruise around the British Isles in June of next year to celebrate my 15th wedding anniversary and my parents' 50th. So it was kind of one of those things. I was looking at the schedule and I realized it was going to be like the last couple of weeks of my 6 months in the classroom. The way, the program works, it's 6 months in the classroom and then 6 months of a paid internship. So I called the people at the school and I said, hey, this is what's going on. And I said, I'm going to miss these 2 weeks. And then she's, the lady I talked to, she's just like, you can't miss 2 weeks. It's just, there's no possible way. And so I said, well, can I still get in September? And we, drug up some money real quick and threw it all at them and got it started. So I started on the 29th of September, just finishing up my second week. And it's, like I said, it's been really intense. It's going to be tough. I started going to a gym to get my back in shape so I can take standing on my feet all the time.
Yep.
But I don't know that I would have been able to, make this decision had you not, given me that kick in the pants that I needed.
Well, thank you for, I think you're giving me a slightly more credit than I deserve, but I'm delighted you're doing it. You need to get some good shoes and you need to get maybe even some orthotics because you're right, you're going to be on your feet a lot. And the chefs that I know all wear either, really high-end sneaks and, not the Reebok stuff, but the stuff that's got a lot of padding and maybe even an orthotic. But listen, I you'll have to invite me to your graduation. Maybe I'll boogie down or you can come up here and cook.
Oh, yeah. I stole your trip. That's going
to
happen.
I'll turn my kitchen over to you and your wife. Well, congratulations. It's just great. Hey, you know what? You need to send me the instructions about how to upload my my reviews to my website because I don't actually know how to do that. But,
I gave those to you. I will look at my stuff and I will see if I have that for you. And
all right,
before you let me go, I wanted to thank the listeners for being very nice. And again, say that I really did enjoy my time with you. And radio's kind of over for me now, but I really did enjoy my last.
You should talk to Shane, and whenever he takes a vacation, maybe we'll just kind of
there you
whoop
go.
You in and put some headphones on you and let you get back to. John, we have to tell you that Shane and I invented something that you'll get a kick out of. It's
okay.
Called joy walking. And, when we have the question of the day, what we decided is that we would let people apply to be kind of assistant whatevers, and they would go out and ask the question in whatever town or city they were living in, and then send us the results, and we would make that a regular feature of whatever, that Tacoma, Washington, or Windsor, Ontario, or Denver, or whatever. Isn't that cute?
That is cool.
Thought you'd like that. So if you want, you can be our Virginia guy, and that'll keep you exactly. That'll keep you in broadcasting.
Hey, and John, I got to jump in too. Sorry, man. Sorry to cut you off. I got to jump in and say, man, you were so awesome to work with. Switching things over at the beginning. I really appreciate that. So I want to thank you too, man.
Hey, I promised Joy that I was going to make things as easy as possible for her. She's a joy to work for. I don't say that with any sort of a pun or anything like that. I've worked for lots of people in this industry, and I'm sure you well know that sometimes it can be a challenge.
Oh yeah.
And to work with Joy is exactly what that is. I mean, she's a blast to be around, and she's a lot of fun to work for. So I wanted to make it as easy for you as possible, and obviously you didn't need a whole lot, and that was cool. I will see if I can get that stuff to you about getting the reviews up. It should be real simple.
Well, John, thank you so much, and I'm so proud of you. I'm sort of feeling like Shane. Jane, our boy has gone on to school.
I know.
We're so proud of him. We have to plan around your graduation. When is your graduation, just so we can keep it in mind?
It'll be, because I got 6 months in the classroom, and then I go do the paid internship. I got to go back like 3 times for classes during that last 6 months. It'll be right around the end of September next year.
Perfect. All right, I'll start saving my frequent flyer miles, but hopefully
I'll make some sort of a plan to come up and cook for your birthday next year.
Absolutely, that'll be great.
I know that from upstairs.
Absolutely. Well, John, thank you so much. Thanks for all the help you were at Radio America. You were great. I'm so proud of you for sort of getting, you know, that sort of little inner voice and keeping it quiet and just going and going for it. And it sounds like you're having a great time, and good on your wife for being. I know she's always been supportive, so that's great. And I look forward to seeing your name in lights. The latest cookbook.
All right, Doc. Thanks a lot.
John, thank you. I can't believe it. You know, I was saying to Shane earlier in the program.
How cool is that? What a cool guy.
It's great. I was saying to Shane earlier in the program, and Shane, you can tell people that, of course, they know I don't lie, that he's the sixth of my producers that has gotten in touch with me in the last couple of years. There's something about a full moon that says, get back in touch.
Yeah, and that doesn't include me, correct?
It doesn't include you.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
So you're kind of not one of my exes. You're one of my
current. Well, yeah, current. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but it's great. And what a nice thing. John had always said that he wanted to call and thank the listeners. And I said, sure, you know, fine. But I'm so delighted that he really got himself launched into culinary school, because it's one of the things that we would come in and swap recipes. Although he does think that my recipe for frozen yogurt, which is you take yogurt, you put it in a glass bowl, and you put it in the freezer for 20 minutes. He maintains that is actually not a recipe, but I think that's just being small-minded.
I think I'm going to agree with him on that.
Because, look, if you put it in for a half hour, it separates. So it really, the timing in life is everything.
What
right.
a class
so,
act, though.
I
have to say, I mean, he you know, didn't have to go out of his way for me at the beginning to help me out at all, and did, and that says a lot.
Yeah,
he was
really a doll about it. He was wonderful about it, and said that everything he said he would do, he not only did, but he offered other stuff, and you know, it's not the world's easiest thing to you know, help somebody move to the next step on either side, and so good on him. And what a fun program. So today has been about romance and friendship, and the fact that the past can make us even stronger of who we are today. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising,
we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is,
we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.